breakfast at Moments of Inspiration Church Service at 1400 College Drive for about the next two Sundays. So we'll see y'all again, not this Sunday, not the next Sunday, but the next Sunday after that, in Jesus' name. All right. God bless.
We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you, and since it has, feel free to contact us at P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. Or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Get a load of it.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
After all.
Good morning. God bless you all, my Christian friends. This is the Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church out of Cotton Court, Louisiana, under the leadership of Pastor Chris Augustine Sr. We are pleased to be a part of this radio ministry. Please join the service already in progress.
We'll change.
All that we have, we are stewards over. We don't own anything. They even take the clothes off of you when they take you to the funeral home. What do you own? Mr. Man that has all these thousands of acres, all you need is a 4x8 piece of land to lay you down in. And after a number of years, when you rot and there's no more there, they can plow that up and plant some soybeans there. There were some graves at the church. When the bad weather came, broke the tomb, all the pieces, and there was nothing in it but one casket hammer. Nothing. So after a while, you don't even need that piece of land. But there is something that you ought to be concerned about. That's not the home on this side, but the eternal home. Amen. You must have went somewhere. You're not there anymore. You're not walking around the neighborhood anymore. So you must be somewhere. They had a church down in Simsport. I think it's still there. One of them churches you won't die. Nobody dies. They live forever. And I don't think they're having church now because everybody's dead. Amen. I'm not lying. I'm telling you the truth. You can get it in your mind that you have to die once, but you don't have to die anymore. Amen. And you might as well get it in your mind that unless Jesus comes soon, you're going to be here to die. Amen. Regardless of how much you don't want to. Amen. But the matter is this evening that you get yourself right with God. And then you'll be able to say like Paul, to die is to gain. Amen. And therefore we got to honor all people. Be kind to all people. Don't have no pickers and choosers. Be kind to everybody. Amen. Somebody might not have as much as you have. Be kind to them more so. Amen. Don't you know that sometimes when people are harder to reach, you got to be a little extra kind? Amen. And then he said, love the brotherhood. Amen. And then when I finish with these little sentences, I'm going to close up with the first scripture we read to show you how Jesus was the example. Amen. Love the brotherhood, not sabotage the brotherhood, not get on the phone after this service and talk about Sister Mary and Sister Joe and all these things that happened. One sock was longer than the other and all these things. Love the brotherhood. Amen. You know, when one wears a hood over his head, that hood covers his head. So brotherhood, hood would represent a covering of all brothers and sisters combined together as one. Amen. I really can't find no fault in nobody else because I got too many of my own. Amen. I can't look beyond my faults and see your faults because I got to pay for mine. I got to get mine together. I got to get myself together. I'm worried about yours. Amen. Like a little child. You remember when little children used to have lollipops and he'd lick off of his and his get a little smaller than yours. He want to lick off of yours. Amen. Well, you lick your own lollipop. Amen. And you take care of your own business. William Brothers say, sweep around your own front door. Now, I'm not talking about to you normally. Everyday run-of-the-mill nosy people because ain't nothing going to stop y'all. Amen. And you just get mad hearing me, then you get right back on the phone and start talking about Sister Sue again. But I'm talking to myself as well as others to remind us that whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And don't you know we plant gardens every day of our lives, every action, every move we make, we are planting seeds. Good evening, First Lady Dunklin. How are you? There are people, you from Cotton Pots, right there with the glasses on, over there smiling, Teresa's sister. Amen. Who's that? That's his sister. That's you his sister. Right. Okay. That, all right. I'm talking about Becky. Becky. You're familiar too. Now, as I was saying, love the brotherhood. I'm not talking about getting some organization together, talking about brotherhood. Amen. The Klansmen got an organization of brotherhood. Amen. And they even say they love Jesus. They God-fearing people, but they don't know how to love. With a rope in his hand. You gonna come to me and tell me you love me, you got a rope? Wanna hang me? I don't think so. Love hides a multitude of faults. Amen. Love make me treat you right when I even don't want to treat you right. Love will make me get up in the midnight hour and do for you what I said I wasn't going to do. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. How many times have you said you were going to do something for somebody and then you is over there the first one doing it? And then you stay till the last bit of it is done. Everybody else is gone. Just because you say you wasn't going to do it, God showed you. You don't even know yourself. You've been bought with a price. You're not of your own. And then I don't know why the author put fear of God in the middle of it. Because I actually believe that fear of God goes on the first and the last. Yes. Amen? Amen? People don't fear God no more. They don't respect God no more. God don't want you to fear him. It's shaking and trembling. But he wants a reverent fear. Amen?
Amen.
He wants a holy fear, a kind-hearted fear. He wants you to respect him before you respect anybody else. In fact, that's one of his first sentence he made in the 10, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Amen. Fear of God. The beginning of knowledge is the fear of God. The reverence of God. The respecting of God. Amen. Somebody that don't respect God, I don't want to have too much to do with her. Because if you don't respect God, you sure can't respect yourself. Amen. And you sure won't respect others. Amen. And I think that's the quality of children somehow that are not being raised, disciplined, and in the church now. They don't have no respect for nobody. Some of them, no life matters to them. Amen. They soon just shoot you as a tight as shoes. Amen. And that's no fear. That's no respect. That's no understanding of what or who God is. Amen.
Amen.
But when you fear God, there are some things you just ain't gonna do. Just some things you ain't gonna do. I don't care if ain't nobody looking. You know how we are when nobody looking, we'll do most anything. But if you really fear God, and then you in a room by yourself or in a wall area by yourself, you still know that somebody looking at you. That's the way we got to live. Live with a conscience. Be conscious of God. Every presence, every moment present with us. Amen. Even though you don't see nobody looking, God is looking. Often tell the church that I met a fellow one time, a deacon at Marksville, and he had a six-pack behind him, and he shuffled that six-pack so till he messed around and gave it to me, shaking my hand. I'd say, look, you don't have to hide from me. I'm not the one to hide from. Amen. That's what you do. Go get it and put it on the counter and keep talking. I got more respect for you than trying to hide it from me. A big old six pack of Budweiser, that's kind of hard. Amen. You can't hide from God. Don't worry about trying to hide it from me or no other preacher. Now, it's good to have respect. Amen. For your mouth as well as your attitude. Amen. In the presence of everybody. But don't try to pull something over or cover something up with people, and their God is looking down through the roof. He can see everything. The roof don't stop him from seeing us now. The walls don't stop us from seeing him. Because Jesus, when he resurrected, he didn't knock on no door. He just appeared to him. I wish I had somebody here. I'm almost finished. He just appeared to them. And I believe that's the way heaven's going to be. We can think what we want to be and be there. Isn't that something? Paul said, I think myself to be happy. And then the last thing here is honor the king. Well, quite naturally, we don't have no king. Amen. But it does represent authority. Amen.